There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Deal of the week.
We got Rob with us from Donata Travel. Hello, welcome back.
Hello.
Are we allowed to tell everyone that you're leaving as well?
You probably just have.
Now that my secret is out of the bag, I'm out on everybody.
Okay.
I just didn't expect to see you this week. I thought it had already happened.
No, I'm still around. It's my birthday as well, so I'm not going to not be here.
Today.
Yes, today is my birthday, yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Let me guess. 22.
It's very kind of you, but no, it's still in the threes, but getting closer to the 40s, so...
Oh. Me too. It's my birthday in June. I'm going to be 39.
No one's come to join my box yet.
My
age box. No one's come to join me in that age box yet.
Well, you would never think it, and that's the main thing, Emma B. Right, if this is the first time that you've tuned in for Deal of the Week, we don't know where we're taking you to. You usually manage to guess where we're going first. When you think you've got it, drop us a text. You are playing for bragging rights amongst your friends. So many people get this right. Mark and I used to always get it wrong. I think I'll be better with Emma around.
I've never got this right.
Have you not?
I've never got it right. No.
I don't think we ever played it together, have we?
I think we did a couple of times, but no, never got it right.
Geography. You've got to be good at geography, I think. You've got to really rack your brains back to the time you were sitting in class learning about Rio de Janeiro and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. You'll have a passion for travel.
Yes. Now, what are we going to be packing in our case to head to this destination? First question.
So you're going to be packing in your case something which is going to keep you warm, because at the moment, this destination is actually flipped around from the weather that we have here in the UAE, and it's rather cold and chilly.
And what time of year do the majority of people travel to this particular place?
A lot of people do travel between the months of sort of like April through to you go like sort of like April through to September if you're looking for cooler weather, but it gets quite hot as I say through our winter months. So from October, November time, it can get very warm all the way through till February, March time.
Okay, when's the worst time to go? February, March?
It depends. If you love really hot weather, then no, it's a good time to go. But if you don't like sort of rainy weather, then probably the worst time to go is June, July.
Are there many flies in this destination?
There are. There's flies in the destination. Yes, in certain parts of this place, there are flies. Yes.
Ooh. Not on a large amount of flies to what you normally expect.
Not a large amount, and it's not the destination where you'd need to wear a hat that's got corks around it either.
How long would you look to stay for?
I would say that you because of the distance of this destination, you'd need at least 8 nights. But I would say you could actually travel to the destination and be there for at least 2 weeks to 3 weeks if you want. So it's a great place to go during the long summer break that many people have over here.
And what kind of tourists would go there? What kind of people is this place ideal for?
This is a great destination for friends, for explorers, people that are really wanting to get out and go to somewhere new and somewhere that a lot of people from this region would probably never have been to before or even thought about, to be honest. I wouldn't say it's the best destination for families to go to. If you've got older children, then yes, I would say so, but not if you're looking for a destination where you're going to relax and chill out.
Why would we have not been there before? Because flight routes maybe haven't been fantastic there, or
it's quite a difficult region to get to, but once you're there, it's absolutely amazing. But it's a long way to go, and it's sort of now it's becoming more accessible as well.
If I was there, would I want to hire an old car?
You could hire an old car if you're there, if you wanted to. Yes.
Huh. Have we told you what Mark Lloyd's doing when he comes back?
No.
Ah, because Mark Lloyd's on holiday in Bangkok very soon. He's spending this week planning his new project. It's called Sounds of the Summer. And then he's going to be back from the 1st of July with it. So you're going to have to tune in for that. It'll be great music. He'll also be talking about entertainment and what's going on in Dubai. Would Mark Lloyd go to a place like this?
I think Mark Lloyd wouldn't think about it at first, but once he'd had a look at the destination, he would absolutely love it because he does like some crazy, wacky places.
What about myself and Emma? Which one of us do you think is most likely to have been to this destination?
I would say you, Steph.
Why is that?
I just think it's a destination that maybe you've travelled to at one point, or you might have travelled into the region before, I would have said.
Is it a place that people would go to more than once, or would you tick it off and go, right, that's it, I've done it?
I think a lot of people would tick it off and say that's great. It's been an amazing trip. It's an amazing experience, but I've done it. But it would also give them an insight into the larger region around them and probably think, actually, do you know what? In a couple of years, I'll go back and explore a bit more elsewhere.
Is it a big movie destination?
It has had movies made, but it's not somewhere that you'd necessarily straight away think, right, that's a movie destination.
Okay.
Have you been?
I have not been to the destination, but I've been very close to it.
Is there any kind of festivals we should know about?
There are festivals that take place. There is a very famous festival which takes place around the 5th of May.
I feel like you've been extra cagey today.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not going to give it away that easily on my birthday, am I? I'm going to play hard to get today, so just see.
So there's a festival that happens on the 5th of May. Can you tell me any more about the festival?
It's very fun. It's vibrant. Lots of music. This destination is known for some really great music, especially acoustic music. So especially when it's with Mark Lloyd doing his new project, then you might find that there are some artists or some music that he plays from this destination, because it's very well known for its music, especially it's acoustic.
It's not somewhere where people are protesting against tourists coming, is it?
Not at the moment, no. Okay. This destination is very welcoming and very much, they're very much looking forward to having more tourists, especially from this region.
And what would a stereotypical tourist look to tick off here to go there for?
There's a lot of unique things to do in this destination. The actual country itself is quite large. It stretches a long distance, and I give you a bit of a fun fact that it actually has a coastline which is almost 6,500 kilometres in length, making it the longest coastline in the world.
I'm sure I would have learnt that in geography if I paid attention.
So it stretches north-south a very, very long way, so it goes through. So there's a lot of different tundra and a lot of different landscapes that it goes through. So it's a destination about getting out into the big wide world, very, very much so. But also as well, there's a lot of Hispanic culture in this destination.
Okay.
If people love that. Not part of the actual package that we've got, but also very, very close, and we can extend. There's a very unique archipelago which is just off of the coast of this destination, which has some unique UNESCO sites as well.
I love how Emma said, okay, as though she'd got it and she didn't want you to say anything else.
I have no idea.
Really? How long are we going to be sitting on a plane to get here?
So, you'll be sitting on a plane for about 20 hours and 55
Whoa!
Minutes. Yes, it does touch down on the way,
Where
in total,
does it touch down?
The flights that we have with this, it will touch down in Sao Paulo on the way. So okay. It's in that region, but it's still a long way. It's quite a long way still from Sao Paulo, so that doesn't give it away completely.
Deal of the week.
Meanwhile, we've got Rob with us from Donata Travel. Don't you answer. We don't want to know from you, Rob, if you know the right answer. No, thank you. Don't be teacher's pet. We are talking about deal of the week. You've given us some clues. Do you want to give us a quick recap?
Absolutely, I can give you a recap. Now, as we established, this is going to be a long way from Dubai. You're going to be on a plane for almost like sort of 20 hours with one stop on the way.
Whoa.
The weather is completely the opposite way around to it is here. So it's going to get cooler and cooler through the winter months, or their winter months and our summer months, and quite wet. It has a coastline of 6,500 kilometres, making it one of the longest countries in the world. It's also, I think we didn't mention, but today's temperature is about 18 degrees. So you are going to want to be taking something which is going to keep you warm when you're traveling as well.
Because that's freezing, isn't it?
Compared to today, yes. But also, it's probably a great destination for friends or for families with older children or those that really want to get out and explore.
Okay, now we give you our answers. Have you opened them up and had a look yet?
I have, yes.
How do we do?
You both, unfortunately, have got it wrong. Great destination. With different destinations, great destinations, but both wrong.
I went for Argentina.
You did go for Argentina, yes.
I said Venezuela.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. Any wrong answers coming in?
There were a number of wrong answers that came in, all in the right sort of region, but just wrong answers. So Camel Boy said Peru. Ray said Cancun. Bassam and Bob both said Argentina. It's not. Annie said Ecuador. Sejuti said it was Rio in Brazil. Unfortunately, it is none of those destinations. But there were quite a few people that did actually get the destination completely correct.
Go on, then, where we're going.
So this is an absolutely fantastic itinerary which takes you to Chile, to Santiago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we had a few Cubas coming in as well. I thought that might have been it.
Yeah, there
Chile.
Was a couple of Chile. So it's, as I say, from the 5th of July, it's a direct service with one stop in Sao Paulo on the way with Emirates to Santiago. So,
can I just say, though, this is deal of the week. It's normally a cheap thing.
This is actually a very, well, I would say for how far you're going and for what you're getting included, this is absolutely fantastic.
Okay, that'll be Rob Arrow.
It is absolutely great. So what we've got is what's actually called an intro to the Chilean experience, and it's an 8-day, 7-night package. And as I say, it can be extended further if you want it to be. And it's 7 nights in a 5-star hotel in Santiago, which is including your breakfasts and everything. And you're also your return flights on Emirates. And then I'll go through in a moment what also the package includes, but it'll be 9,840 dirhams per person. So it looks expensive when you first look at it. However, what you're getting, where you're going, and the length of time you're going to, and it's a really great deal. And it's like one of those one-off destinations that you don't normally think about going to. It's a new destination that's direct. This package that we have includes a city tour. So you get a full-day city tour with an English-speaking guide. You also get taken out of Santiago and you actually go up into the mountains, into the Andes. And you get to go to some of the ski areas. So people who love a bit of, would like to take a few photos in the snow during the summer months. There's some great ski areas there. And also the oldest ski area in South America as well is there. And there's so much to see and do there. It's such a different culture, the Hispanic culture that you get in Santiago, the history that's there, the myths and everything that they have. And there's absolutely fantastic Chilean food as well. Of course, with the Emirates flight stopping in Sao Paulo, you can also add on a couple of nights in Sao Paulo in Brazil on the way, go to Iguazu Falls as well if you want to and add that on. So it's a really great package. That everything's included in your package, including your accommodation and your flights. And it's, as I say, it's a new destination from here, and it's really one-off, which is great.
Coming in at just under 10,000 dirhams per person, I spent 20 grand on flights at Christmas to get to Australia.
Yeah.
So when you think about it like that,
it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's what you spent on Australian flights is a lot. It's like, do you not have a flight buddy? Do you get yourself a flight buddy?
I'm the only person in this country who doesn't have a flight buddy.
A flight buddy. Oh, there you go.
You know someone who works in the industry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you have a flight buddy?
I have had flight buddies, yes, and I've got flight buddies.
I've
yes,
never had
help.
A flight buddy in 13 years.
Really?
I doubt I'm going to get one now.
Oh. You need to hurry up.
It does sound like a fantastic opportunity, though, and why not? I'd be happy to spend that to go there for that.
Yeah, me too.
Not a problem.
And you know, like, it's like, as I say, it's a long way from here, but you get such an amazing experience when you're there. And of course, you can extend and go to Patagonia. You can go to Easter Island. You can go to the Atacama Desert, which is the driest desert on Earth. There's so much to see and do when you go over to that part of the world. And it's one of the last areas which is really undiscovered from this region. So it's a great place to go to.
Getting an A in his geography exams today is Grant, who managed to guess at 2:45, and we only started talking about it at 2:39, so that was pretty quick after the clues began. Loads of people managed to get it right in the end. We had Bridget getting it right, we had Mark, we had Rachel, Vanessa, Deborah, Aramy, we had Vikram, I can't see because my mic's in the way, who else did we have? Mustafa, Miriam, thank you everyone. Mr. Semi took part as well. Thank you for taking part in that. We'll play again same time next week. Are you going to be back next week?
I will indeed, yes.
You will, awesome.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.